I am here with the writer and the cast for Vitality and Purpose. We're going to start with Serena Noor, the writer. Tell us about this play and what was your inspiration for writing it?
Yes, thank you for having me. So it was based on a full-length play called The Forgiveness Collage, and it was about this mom who was creating a collage, and she kind of has these mantras, I forgive myself, I forgive myself. And so Cut Edge Collective, which is this playwriting group that I've been a part of for the past 2 years, they had a call for 10-minute plays. So I was kind of curious of taking that idea of forgiveness and self-inflicted shame through a younger version of this character. So in this play, we meet Delphi, who's 30 years old. She's in her Brooklyn apartment. She's thinking about her past situations with men, with doctors, with like fake best friends, things that are going on in her mind, and kind of on repeat as she's trying to just feel better about herself and forgive herself. Dissecting the layers of shame, which often around women are not necessarily real, and kind of wanted to question that, right? And like kind of the people around her. As she just tries to just exist in this world.
Mm-hmm. And so we have that main character here, Delphi. So Emily, introduce yourself and tell us about your character and what is most interesting to you about her.
Yeah. So hi, I'm Emily Liebert. I play the character of Delphi. When Serena first showed me the script, I was automatically drawn to Delphi. We have more than a few things in common, but namely, I'm also a 30-year-old living in a Brooklyn apartment in New York City. I think to me, Delphi represents this potential turning point that happens in a lot of young women's lives, in which we can sort of be consumed by this shame and guilt, like Serena said, that has been inflicted on us by other sort of actors. Or we can sort of stand up and say, basically, like, I'm not going to take this anymore and like unleash that sort of power that lives inside. But, you know, you do see her really spiral and be affected by the people around her and those sort of negative influences. And I think, you know, we're all rooting for her to sort of see what she's always had within her, which is the power to fight back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then we have Steph, who plays the role of Clarence. So tell us about your character and what excites you most about playing Clarence.
Clarence, what excites me most about, I'm Stephanie Williams. What excites me most about Clarence is her, the familiarity with her, with the voice that's in our head sometimes that I think at some point you battle. It's the positive and the snarky, like the indecisiveness of going back and forth between how you feel and just judging yourself. So all of her emotions attracted me because it was something that I'm not used to playing, but also something that I'm very familiar with. It's a voice that I myself, and I know her very well. And that's what attracted me to her.
Mm-hmm. And then Brian, what about you? Who do you play?
I play two characters, I believe. It's kind of variations of each other, but my name is Brian Burek. Yes, I play Frau and Dr. Frau. Basically, what drove me to it was more of the play. The characters didn't really draw me in because they're not really great people to want to play. The play itself, basically, you know, going off of what Emily said and Stephanie, it's, you know, the things we deal with in ourselves and our own personal demons that we tend to make things worse, more on ourselves than actually society is making them on us. And I tend to like that because I do that. Nobody's my biggest detriment than myself. You know, nobody holds me back more than me, really. And my mind, and should I do this or should I have done this better? And being a person that really holds on to the past, that's what really brought me into this play.
Mm-hmm.
And I also like playing jerks.
Okay, so Serena, what are you hoping to come from this? Like, what is your process in terms of writing this play, putting it up at the Tank in this festival, and then beyond?
Yeah, I mean, I think specifically at the Tank in this festival is just kind of to experiment, right, with the piece, to get the work out there, which is always ideal. Sometimes these pieces just live on your computer. So it's just been incredible to work with everyone to actually see it and see it on its feet. We only have 2 nights, so, you know, it is very limited run. beyond that, I mean, I'm hoping to like send it out. There's a bunch of 10-minute play festivals, kind of get it out there. I don't know, even maybe a short film. I feel like it has a little bit of legs to be a film potentially. So yeah, we'll see. But I think the first start is just putting it out there, right? See what happens, see what sticks.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Well, great. So we're going to be performing at the Tank on Saturday, February 10th at 3 p.m. And then again on Monday, February 12th at 7 p.m. So two chances to come and see it. And we hope to see you there.